So I was studying political science at Florida State, and then I decided maybe I should broaden my educational experiences to international affairs. And then I took on a double major, which of course necessitated an overseas trip. I spent the spring of that following semester in London, and I remember I'd called your mom and gotten another phone number for you in Dundee, Scotland, where you were. So you were living in a dorm that didn't have its own phone. And I remember speaking to one of your friends.
He relayed the message, and I was a little intimidated that friends of mine were getting strange phone calls from Americans. And I think you even mailed me a postcard from the UK to show me that you were just down the road and you were in my neighborhood.
In fact, actually, yes. Because I think at that time you still weren't quite talking to me. I think like maybe it was too close, too personal for me coming all the way back from Cashers, and here I am in the UK.
Well, and I was terrified this brash American was going to upset my quiet, cozy, closeted life in Scotland.
And so what did I do? So I took a trip to Edinburgh.
About an hour away from where I was staying.
An hour away from Dundee.
And you mailed a postcard from Edinburgh, so it was postmarked an hour outside my house.
I sure did. What did you think when you got the postcard?
I think it was that made me invite you to come and stay with me in Dundee.
Which?
Although it may have passed me by, but it certainly didn't pass you by that I invited you up on Valentine's Day, February the 14th.
I thought, well, this is great. This is a really good sign.
I was.
Months I hadn't really talked to you, and then I thought, well, I've got an invitation to come up, and I think I even brought flowers, right, when I stepped off the train.
I was mortified. Tiny backwards Dundee and a guy getting off the train giving me a bunch of red roses.
The rest of the weekend was just terrific. I mean, we hung out and...
We spent the next 6 years ping-ponging backwards and forwards from the UK to the US. So at what point in that 6 years did you realize that maybe we were going to make it?
I think by year four into our relationship, I saw that you were really making good steps forward, doing all the American board exams and all of that.
I was finishing up med school by that time, coming over and interviewing and sort of working on getting a place here.
I was excited and also quite nervous because I thought, God, so this is going to be real. Like, this is not going to be a vacation anymore. This is going to be day-to-day living. And I'd never done that, never really had a boyfriend before. But you came over in 2002, and I may have stuck my foot in it, as is sometimes my nature. And I said, welcome to Atlanta. I suppose we'll live together for a little bit, and then you'll probably want to find your own apartment somewhere. And what did you say?
I just moved 4,000 miles. Where's the bedroom? I'm here to stay.
I mean, 18 years on, it really dawns on me that that is a really long time. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud that our relationship has weathered so much over these years and that I think that our relationship has grown so much stronger.
Individually and together, we're stronger, better people. And I think that's the part of love in relationships. That's what we do for each other.